Chapter 10. The police take action.
At the police station, Mrs. Randall tells Inspector Shaw the story. The policeman listens carefully and makes notes. He looks at my photos and we describe the location of both houses. Interpol told us about the Svensson family 3 months ago, Inspector Shaw says. Thank you for this very helpful information. We'll take it from here. There's nothing more for us to do, so we leave the police station.
It's late. Won't your parents be worried about you, Sally?
Asks Mrs. Randall. Oh no, I explain. My parents went to the cinema. Only my grandparents are home. They think I'm at Anne's house. I often go there after school, and then my dad, or Anne's dad, takes me home.
Well, let's have a quick pizza, and then I'll take you home,
says Mrs. Randall. While we're driving to the pizza place, the police are responding to our information. Inspector Shaw takes his team to the big white house immediately. First, they break the door and surprise the criminals inside. After arresting them, the police take their keys, open the laboratory door, and free Dr. and Mrs. Svensson. They look pale and thin. They're exhausted and very worried about their son. How is Mats? They ask nervously. Do you know where he is? He's okay, don't worry, Inspector Shaw tells them. We're going to free him next, but first you both need some medical attention urgently. Two officers take Dr. and Mrs. Svensson to hospital, and others take the criminals to the police station. Inspector Shaw and the rest go to the second house to free Mats. But when they arrive there, the front door is open and there's nobody there. What now?